What's up, guys? You're listening to Confessions of a Gym Rat, getting you through the 9 to 5 as healthily and happily as possible. What the heck is up? Happy Monday. Guys, I am running on friggin' fumes in this coffee that I have next to me. I spent the weekend in Tampa, so Emily, one of our, well, she's my teammate, but she's now a team reform coach, just moved down to Tampa. I hope I'm not blowing up her spot right now. I know she was keeping it like hush hush for work. So what are the odds that anybody at her company listens to this podcast? Probably slim. But Emily, who was on this podcast a few months ago, moved to Tampa, and that's where my coach lives and everything. So I went down, since me and Emily are very, very close, to kind of surprise her. We threw like a little surprise party for her. I got to train with Alex for the first time ever, actually, that we've trained together. And every single part of my body hurts so badly right now. I literally thought I was gonna vomit. Just saying. But long story short, I was responsible and booked myself a 9:45 a.m. flight back home to Jersey on Sunday, so that way I had enough time to come home and grocery shop and prep my food and work out and record this podcast and go to sleep at a reasonable hour so I could go to work on Monday. Except for the fact that I'm at the gate. And they're like, yeah, your flight's going to be delayed like 2 hours. There's a technical issue with the plane. And honestly, like if I were you guys, I would just rebook your flight. So I got on the app and I said, well, fuck. I guess I'm going to stay. Like, I was like, I got a Lyft and stuff. So I called Alex. I said, I'm coming back. Y'all thought I was gone, but I am coming back. And I left the freaking airport. We went out to breakfast. I got my Lyft in, and then I returned for an 8:30 p.m. flight home. Didn't get to bed until 1 a.m. Thank God my boss is a saint and she is a lovely human being and let me work from home today, because I would have had 4 hours of sleep, and I'm not productive on 4 hours of freaking sleep. While I was in the air, not sure if you girlies care about sports that much. You know, I went in the air for 2.5 hours. And I reach ground again. I get cell service. And the first thing that I see is that Juan Soto signs with the Mets. What the fuck? Man, what the fuck? And you know, this is a heartbreak that I've known before. When Saquon signed with the Eagles, that's adultery to me. That stings. I was with my friend Michelle this weekend, and we were watching, we had the college football on Saturday, and then we had the NFL on Sunday, and she doesn't watch football. So I said, Michelle, do you watch any sports? And she goes, nope. And I said, honestly, your life's probably a lot less stressful that way. Good for you, Michelle. Good for you. But yeah, so that fucking happened. I guess I should. I didn't even want to give that space in my hot topics. I was like, yeah, whatever. Juan Soto. Have fun with the fucking Mets. I hope you like Queens, because it ain't the Bronx. Not that one is like really better than the other, but that's not the point. Okay. But anyway, so I'm in the air, right? I land. My friend texts me. Besides the Juan Soto thing. And he's like, I saw on TikTok that everyone's flights are getting canceled or delayed because there's UFO sightings. I was like, what the fuck? Let's just run with it. Like, he was like, let's just run with it. Like we know that this is a comment on TikTok. Like, it's bullshit, but let's just run with it. And then I thought about it and I was like, you know, my flight was canceled before. And then literally right after that, you know how Snapchat sometimes will like show you a preview of someone's story, like as a notification. First of all, I don't care. So I need to figure out how to turn that notification off. But I actually saw one, like I actually got one from somebody I have on Snapchat that was like, after two cancellations, or like three delays, four gate changes, blah, 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 blah. I'm finally back in North Carolina. And I was like, yo, maybe there are UFO sightings. Like, let's just run with it. If I had known, then I would have chosen to not pass out on the plane yesterday, and I would have stayed alert through that whole freaking flight. But I chose sleep instead, which is probably for the better. But yeah, so that's a rumor going around, guys. Look in the sky. I'm going to look in the sky tonight. Do I believe in aliens? First of all, I fucking despise space. You guys probably know this by now. I hate space. It's overwhelming. I don't get it with the time changes and all that stuff. And there's just too much. There's too much that I don't know. I don't want to go to space. I don't want to watch space movies unless it's Star Wars, because that's different. I don't fuck with space. But do I believe in aliens? It's the same thing with ghosts, you know? Do I believe in ghosts? Honestly, my thought on both of them is yes, just because I can't prove otherwise. You know, like, have I seen an alien? No. Have I actually seen a ghost? No. But just because I haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not real. Like you know, you listening to this. Have I seen you in person? The odds are probably no. That doesn't mean you're not real. You know? So that's my stance on it. So I don't know. I can't rule it out. However, aliens, is there life on other planets? Maybe. There could be. You know what? There probably is. But I don't think that they're like, I don't think they're coming here to, like, the way that movies are, or movies portray aliens that are like, they come to Earth because they want to destroy everything and take over humanity. Like, I don't really necessarily think that that's a prerogative of theirs, or that that exists. But I can't rule out that there's no life forms on other planets, because I have never been to any other planets, and I don't plan on going to any other planets because I fucking hate space. However, ghosts, I'm in on. Ghosts, I'm in on. And I'm not necessarily, again, like, not like the way the movies are, that ghosts are here to haunt us and, like, scare us and all that stuff. But, like, I think my grandma's visited me in my dreams before. Or I think that she's guiding me. And whether she's here, like, whether her spirit can come down, I don't know. Like, do I think that ghosts are walk around like Casper the Ghost? Like, no, not necessarily. But I think that, I don't, you know, now I'm confused. Like, what's the difference between a ghost and a spirit? Hold on. Let's ask ChatGPT this. Okay. Access the microphone. What is the difference between a ghost and a spirit? Let's see. She's thinking. The terms ghost and spirit are often used interchangeably, but they can have distinct meanings depending on cultural, spiritual, or paranormal contexts. Here's a breakdown. Ghost definition. Ghosts are typically thought of as lingering energy or imprint of a person who has died, often tied to a special place. They're seen as restless, trapped, or unaware of death. Okay. Spirit definition. Spirits are often described as the essence or soul of a deceased person who has moved on from the physical realm, typically seen as more aware and capable of interaction. Okay, so ghosts are more like trapped, like purgatory type thing. So, again, I don't know. I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to say yes. I believe in ghosts. I believe in aliens, but I don't believe that everything's out to get us. I think that humans are out to get us more so than ghosts and aliens are out to get us. How did I even get on this tangent? Anyway, okay. Wrap it around. Tie it with a bow. UFOs, possible sighting. Also possible that someone on TikTok was just being batshit crazy and commenting clickbait. But I ain't gonna rule that out. Anyway, I do have a very exciting episode for you guys today, because I have my teammate and the summer shredding overall champion, Allie Gray, on this episode. So I'm gonna, without further ado, let's just get kicking. Let's get started with this week's episode. Okay, we're going to keep some hot topics pretty short this week. It's more of like, I'm just going to inform you on things that I think that are important that happened this week. And coming in at number one, very fucking important, is that Taylor Swift performed the last Eras Tour show. I cannot believe that this is over. Her last quote was, "My band, my crew, all my fellow performers, we have put so much of our lives into this, and you put so much of your lives into being with us tonight and giving us that moment that we will never forget." I went to see the Eras Tour in May of 2023. It's been a year and a half, almost 2 years. I am in denial. I think I'm beginning the mourning process, and I'm refusing to face reality that the Eras Tour is over. However, let's get kickstarted on some new shit, because I want to see Taylor Swift in concert again. Okay? And hopefully I can get, yeah, now I'm overwhelmed thinking about the process of getting Taylor Swift tickets. Anyway, the Eras Tour has officially come to an end, and Sabrina Carpenter, two things with Sabrina Carpenter this week. First of all, her A Very Nonsense Christmas, I think that's what it's called, special came out on Netflix, so I do have to watch that. It came out on Friday, and I was in Tampa with friends all weekend, so I was very unplugged and I didn't get around to that yet. But that came out, and then her and Barry, you know what I'm talking about. They have been taking a break. I'm for it, because I think he's freaking ugly and she's beautiful. But then again, I don't know him as a person. The first statement I saw was from Chicks in the Office that just said, Barry Keoghan and Sabrina Carpenter announced that they're taking a break. Immediately after that, I get on Twitter and everyone's like, the girl that Barry cheated on her with, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how the hell do you guys find these things out? So I don't really know anything. I don't know what happened. I don't think anybody does. But God, like, we need to chill the fuck out as people. I've said this before on this podcast. You do not know these people personally. I love Sabrina Carpenter. And I, like, you guys know how much I love Taylor Swift, but like, I wasn't 8 years or 10 years old writing death threats to John Mayer. Like, I don't know John Mayer. Okay. I don't know Barry Keoghan. I don't know what happened. All I know is what people are speculating. He came out with a statement that said, "I can only sit and take so much. My name has been dragged across the internet in ways I don't usually respond to. I have to respond now because it's getting to a place where there are too many lines being crossed. Deactivated my account because I can no longer let this stuff distract my family and my work. The messages I have received, no person should ever have to read them. Absolute lies, hatred, disgusting commentary about my appearance, character, how I'm a parent, and every other humane thing you can imagine, or how I am as a parent. Dragging my character and everything I worked extremely hard for and stand for. Talking about how I was a heroin baby and how I grew up, and dragging my dear mother into it also. Knocking on my granny's door. Sitting outside my baby boy's house intimidating them. That's crossing a line. Each and every day I work harder to push myself on every level to be the healthiest and strongest person for that boy. I want to provide opportunities for him to learn, fail, and grow. I want him to be able to look up to his daddy, to have full trust in me, and know I will have his back no matter what. I need you to remember he has to read all of this about his father when he is older. Please be respectful to all." And I respect that. I respect the hell out of him. I think that people do take the silent route a lot. Celebrities, like, there is a lot that you have to ignore. Heck, I'm not even a celebrity, but there's stuff that I have to ignore. But there does come a point where I think it's very impactful for him to speak up. And like, you fucking psychopaths. That's all I have to say, is you fucking psychopaths. First of all, how the fuck do you find out where Barry Keoghan's grandma lives? How? And then on top of that, leave the fucking woman alone. Don't, like, minus the his son and his ex-wife, girlfriend, whatever, who they're not even together, but an elderly woman? What? Who are we? what, like, oh God, it makes me embarrassed to be a Sabrina Carpenter fan, honestly, a little bit, just because I'm like, oh my God, don't group me in that classification of people. Fucking psychotic. It's psychotic. Get a grip. That's it for Hot Topics, though. If you're one of these people, you reality check, please. Oh my God. Like, secondhand embarrassment. All right, let's roll into some weekly highlights. Oh my God, my health and fitness related highlight, I guess it has to be the fact that I did get to train with Alex for the first time ever. I also got to train with Emily for the first time ever. I'm not even joking though. I'm like minding my own business. Okay. Alex is working out with like one of our teammates, like Dorian. They're doing their fucking men's physique workouts, whatever the hell they're doing. I'm minding my own business on the hip thrust machine. All of a sudden, I'm like three sets in. I'm about to be on my last set. I'm halfway through the set and I just feel this shadow over me. And I'm like, oh my God, he's behind me. Fuck. And he's giving me this look like, don't you fucking dare rack those weights. So I keep going. Finally, he's like, rack it, slide some weights off, go. I'm like, motherfucker. He's like, and he's pulling that shit. He's pulling the 3, 2, 2. I'm like, you motherfucker. Rack it. I rack it, puts weight back on, go. I was like, mother. When he walked away, when I racked it after that, I was like, done? And he was like, yeah, done. I was like, oh my goodness. I'm going to melt here for a little because I thought I was going to throw up. I was like, that, I'm going to puke. But at the same time, I needed it. And now that I'm past it, I'm like, I didn't throw up. I survived, bitch. And I needed that. So that was my health and fitness related highlight. My non-health and fitness related highlight was just the fact that I got to spend the weekend with my freaking friends. Okay. My favorite people besides, you know, I mean, I have my girls here and stuff. But some of my favorite people in this world are people that do not live anywhere close to me that I need to take a plane to see. And it makes it so freaking special. We were barely on our phones. I'm actually going to put together a vlog, so you guys should subscribe to me on YouTube so you could see the vlog. It was just, it's so special seeing people that like you don't get to see every day because you don't take it for granted. I'm extremely thankful for my team. I'm extremely thankful for these people in my life that make me want to perform better. And that's a perfect segue because Allie Gray is one of them. And we're about to get into a full interview with her. All right, everyone. I'm here with a very special guest today. I am joined by the summer shredding overall champion, Allie Gray.
Hello, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
I know. I love saying that. How, like, are you still on cloud nine? Because I would be.
Honestly, I have not come down yet. It's been a surreal experience. And I think because, like, everything's really, like, setting into fruition with all, like, the sponsors and, yeah, like, the stuff coming in, like, it's really hitting me now. So it's like a wave and then another wave. So I just feel like I've been sucker punched all over again. I'm so excited.
When I was talking to Victoria, she was telling me, it's so, summer shredding is such an interesting concept because, like, especially with our team and stuff, we're all competitors. Like, you and I were in the same class. Mm-hmm. But I'm, like, jumping up and down behind stage, like, cheering you. It's such a, like, good community. It's such a good experience.
I felt the same thing, and I was even telling my coach, I'm on team, like, we're both obviously team reform, but I have Chase and yours is Alex. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Last year when I competed, we had, I think, God, it was like 70 athletes.
Oh my God.
On stage. So for us to have just 15, yeah, he was telling me, like, the community this year, yeah, was so much tighter because, like, the team got to bond a bit more, and, like, the coaches to client, like, bonding and communication was, yeah, so much stronger because he got to give more attention. And then, like, us as, like, a bond together of girls backstage, yeah, and even with the guys, it was just unlike any summer shred I've experienced.
I loved it.
It was so cool.
This was my first experience. Like, this was my first season competing. So I only did the summer shredding shows. And then the first one, Alex, like, wasn't there. So it was nice, like, with the girls, and a, mm-hmm, nice community. But then with all the coaches there and, like, everybody the second time, yeah, around, it was – I even got, like – Because Alex was running from A to B to C to D, like Chase was helping me backstage, like telling me what to eat and stuff, and it was so nice.
So cool. Are you gonna do NPC?
Yeah, that's the goal. So next season, my goal is to, so technically I'm qualified for the Summer Shredding Championship again. So I'm gonna do that just to shoot my shot at the
Hell yeah. The end of
sponsorships.
next year, I'll pass the baton
Yeah,
to
exactly. It'll go
you.
Emily, Allie, Liz. Just
Yes.
passing the baton over. But my
Yeah.
number one goal is, yeah, to step on an NPC stage. So,
Very cool. So
yeah.
excited.
So you, from what I understand, because I didn't really get to talk to you too much, you have like quite an interesting bodybuilding journey because you've competed in multiple different classes or multiple different divisions, right?
Yeah. So my first show was 2019. I was living in Boston at the time. I live in Destin, Florida now. I know we talked about that 30A area. But prior to living here at the beach, I was a Boston girly. Texas born and raised, but found
Okay.
myself in Boston for a little bit there. And my first show was 2019, and I was kind of between classes, figure and bikini. And
Okay.
I was like, well, I'll just compete in both and see which one I do better in, and then I'll kind of know like which divisions for me. But I won both classes,
Oh.
both class division and overall. And I was like, well, shoot, like, okay, I'm gonna just sign up for the next show and kind of do the same thing, see which class I do better in. But then COVID happened and I never got to do my next two shows.
Yeah.
So I held up like hung up my suit for a little bit and then met Chase at my gym.
Okay.
And he got me on board with Team Reform. And this is like a few years later. And he's like, you got to compete again. And so I did and was still debating if I should do figure or bikini. And so I did both. And that's when I did Summer Shred. And I did both divisions and I got fifth in bikini and second in figure.
But figure's a lot smaller, right?
Yeah, figure was a lot smaller. I think I was up against like eight girls. I mean, the Summer Shred show is huge, but when it got to like the overall, it was just me and another girl from a different class, and she was a beast. Like the thing with figure is you gotta be a beast.
Yeah, you gotta be big.
Yes. So it was a lot of fun and I love the challenge behind it, but it's just a completely different look than bikini. And I decided, even though I got fifth in bikini, I was like, I'm gonna go this route for like an NPC profession because I could see myself being more so pro in bikini versus pro in figure. I'd have to put on so much muscle.
So how did you, if you were like doing both, like was there one that you really geared your training towards since they are so different?
So that's a great question. And yes, because with figure, you have to be super quad dominant and wide back. Whereas bikini, you gotta like focus on hamstrings, glutes, and shoulders. So the training was really particular, and like Chase was super detailed with me, but like overall, it was the routine and like the conditioning outside of the gym that I just had to like learn how to manipulate my body to show those assets better. I really liked figure because it was more of a challenge, and bikini was more like flirty and fun, and like that felt like more, enjoyable to me, but it felt like more of a challenge for figures. So I couldn't really answer that straight on. They were both like wonderful in their own way, but I do really love that I went the bikini route because I'm excited to try to go for my pro card this year in that division. No way could I do it
Yeah,
in figure.
figures, you also have to like you said, you have really have to pack on
Like the
besides.
off season alley, I think would have to be like 160 pounds, and I don't think I'd like myself.
No, I'm like a bikini, I know is great for me because I'm so comfortable with how I look and stuff. Like I personally cr like creds to the girls who do it because I know you have to train your ass off,
Yeah.
but I can't picture myself like out. I can't. I'm too small for that.
We're bikini girlies through and
Bikini
through.
girls. I know. So then you, when did you start competing in the NPC? Because I know you and Emily were out at the Amateur Olympia this year.
Oh my God, that was so great
It
having
looked
her.
so
So,
fun.
it's a giant show, so it was great having her there as a support system. But my first NPC was a Boston NPC in 2019, and
Oh,
then
okay.
my next one wasn't until 2023,
Okay.
with Chase here in Pensacola or Panama City. I'm sorry. So, the the NPC divisions are way different than Summer Shred, and just in my opinion, just because the panel up at the front, I think it's more of like it's an influencer panel mixed with some NPC judge panels, whereas
Yeah.
NPC, I feel like it's a little more strict.
Critical. Yeah.
Yeah. Less gray area.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, and I guess I'll find out for myself. But I was just like,
Yes.
just do the summer shredding for the first season, like get used to being on stage, like see if you even like it, and we'll go from there. And it turns out I like it,
I
so
mean, girl, NPC shows, you don't necessarily win money. I mean, you get like cred and trophies and a medal or whatever. Summer Shred's really awesome with the added recognition and monetary compensation and prizes and stuff. So there's something to be said for the community in the show through Summer Shed.
There is, and for some reason, maybe this is just me, but I feel like it gets like, because the judging, like you said, is different and stuff, and it's maybe not as strict, and a lot of, I know people aren't as experienced, I guess. Like there's a lot of first time competitors like myself. I feel like it gets almost like a silly like reputation. Like people like kind of look down on it, like, oh, I don't want to do that. But it really is like such an experience.
Yeah. Oh, I hate if anybody has
Yeah.
that mindset from it. They'd have to like go and experience it for themselves and like change their mindset because it is life changing.
I say it's so fun for anyone who's like, obviously, like you can't be a pro and do the show, but for anyone who's like an amateur, in the least, like you're spending a weekend with people who have similar interests, which will make some new friends.
I think it's just way more inspiring too, like the people in the transformation division. No other show has that. And so it just
No.
like sets it apart because it's just way more motivating to get people into a healthy and fit lifestyle.
Yeah, that's the I was telling Victoria when her video came on and when Brian's video came on, I was like fanning my face. Like I was like, you can't like you cannot start crying right now. You still have to go on stage.
Right. Preserve the
I know, those are
makeup.
so I'd so hard explaining to people too,
Yeah.
like what the transformation division is, but I'm like, but I give them you have to be so vulnerable up there. And I was telling Victoria too, I'm like, especially like it's we as girls, like we're always comparing ourselves to other people, especially when you're backstage against your competition. And like, it's got to be so hard mentally to see like the bikini girls or like the figure girls with like rock solid abs. And like, the transformation girls have a little bit of that extra skin that they're all like. So I'm like, I give you guys so much credit for like having such a great attitude and like not diminishing your success.
During my like little hiatus from competing, I had a moment where I was like, competing's not for me. Like, I don't want to be in a sport where like girls are physically judged by their appearance.
Yeah,
Like, I just
I
want
had that moment.
to promote like self-love and healthy, balanced eating and lifestyle and a healthy relationship with food and workouts. But I feel like it on the flip side, in the same breath, it's like really cool to push yourself to new challenges and like see what you're capable of. And on top of that, like Summer Shredding, the community there is like everybody helps everybody rise up. And like backstage, it wasn't like mean girl cutthroat. It was just like
No.
support, like let's bond. And oh my God, you have make friends for life there. So it
Yeah.
was just a whole different experience.
No, I like that you called that out too, because I, when I was in college and stuff, I was always like, I'm not going to compete. Like, I don't need to step on a stage, like, to be judged on, like, if I look better than other girls. But now that I'm in it, I realize, like, it's at the end of the day, the medals and the checks and stuff are very nice, but it's more of like, how do I feel about like how proud do I feel about what I brought to the stage and stuff? Like I'm already like thoughts on next season. I'm like, I just wanna like blow my own physique out of the water, whether I walk home with a gold medal or not.
For
It's
sure.
so awesome to see how hard you can like push yourself, I
Do you
think.
have your next show already planned?
No, so that's something me and Alex need to talk about. I'm going, like I said, I'm going in 2 weeks down to see them. So hopefully
Oh, yeah.
talk
So that's
about
literally what your show is for, to see them.
it.
Or
So
what your trip is for?
Emily, I'm going to see Emily because she like moved down there. And since I'm like, I'm not that far, I'm like 2.5, 3 hour, probably 3 hours to Tampa. I'm like 2.5 hours to like Miami. Alex was like, just come, like, because me and Emily are
Oh,
so close and like talk all the time. He was like, just come. And like, I think he also wants to keep an eye on me to make sure I'm not like shoving my face with food behind the seats
yeah.
during the off season.
Oh, I'm so excited for y'all. If I wasn't going out of town to Arkansas, I'd be like, I'm making a trip for a day.
So where does your boyfriend live? Switching notes here.
He lives in Arkansas, Fayetteville, Arkansas, and he's lived there since forever. But we met here on the beach a couple years ago.
I was gonna say, how'd you meet? Just like,
I have a business, Fit 30A, and I promote all things health and wellness and host private event classes for vacationers who come. And so he
oh,
was
that's
here.
cool.
Yeah, super fun. So vacationers come and they either like book me private a private class for them on the beach or at their residence or at another public place, and it's anywhere from like HIIT class or boot camp to you name it. But and a lot of times I will contract out the classes by another instructor, but I taught this one, and his group was super sweet, and he was such a hunk. This was Super Bowl Sunday, 2023. And at the time, I was in a relationship, so like this is strictly business. I did take note.
You can't help it, you know.
But nothing happened. And fast forward a year later, the woman who booked the class, she and I ran into each other, and we got to talking and catching up. And I asked about Mark, and then she passed my number to him, and he shot me a text, and we went for coffee, and the rest is history.
That. I love so how far are you from Arkansas? My geography is so terrible.
I think it's like a 12-hour drive, but I would not drive that. Thankfully, Allegiant, there's like a direct flight that's like an hour and a half. So
Oh, that's so easy then.
easy, so cheap.
Yeah, that is not so what he's not a but I obviously he's active and stuff, and that's how you guys met, but he doesn't compete or anything, right?
He doesn't compete in bodybuilding shows, but we our next competition, him and I together, we're doing a HYROX. You know that?
Oh, yeah, my gym's like a HYROX partner or whatever, so they do that stuff. That's so up your alley.
I mean, I'm a little nervous because I've done like Barton or Tough Mudder, but like never a HYROX kind of CrossFit-y fitness competition before.
You
That's way
definitely
up
handle it.
his alley. I mean, I'm a fitness instructor and personal trainer. Like, I think I can keep up, but I've just never like trained like that. And so even
Me
Chase is
either.
like, this sounds like a lot of cardio. Like, don't eat away your muscles. But it's in February, and so like. I'll be fine, and we'll crush the competition. And
And I mean, he's aware of it, so he'll fix your diet and whatever. So,
yeah,
wait, that's so I like that you guys are doing that together too.
no, a little partner workout thing. We're so jazzed. It's not even like you win a monetary prize or like anything. I think it's just bragging rights and super
No,
fun.
I would be telling the whole world, I'd be so proud of myself. I see it at my gym. I see the classes, the way that they're training as I'm doing like my, like, 3.4 pace on the treadmill. Like, I'm dying in my own sense, but I'm like, I can't. Like, you guys are psychotic. Meanwhile, they're probably like, you're psychotic for not eating any food. But I'm like, you guys are psychotic for whatever's going on over there.
It's a whole different ball game. But I'm excited to kind of train differently and be in a different experience. Something that he is so into. He like spent the last 6 months going through my prep experience and did three shows. And so the least I can do, I mean, I'm excited to do it with him, but to kind of do a show that he's super
For his
excited about. And
support.
plus it's in Vegas and we're gonna like
Oh,
make a week out.
fun. Going back to Vegas.
Yeah,
I like
baby.
that. I like that. So what did like and I like wanted to ask you about this just because I'm 25 and I'm figuring out my life and the boys in Jersey are just not it. Just not it for me. So I was curious how you make things work and like what did it look like with you being on prep and then also like did you still go visit him or like did he mo mostly come to you? Like how did that kind of work out for you guys?
Loaded question there. So I had come out of a relationship that was not very healthy. When I met him, I was like into it, and then that split up, and then a year later we met and started dating. But it took a year for me to like get in a better headspace and like better relationship with myself. And so whenever Mark and I started dating and I was like going back into prep, I was very nervous that like my prep life and what you know, how demanding
Feel
it
more,
is, was gonna like push him away or like
yeah,
not be fun. I didn't want to be like a fun sucker, not being able to like
right,
eat what I wanted and drink and stuff.
right.
But he was so supportive and so encouraging. And like he was the type of guy, and I hope you find somebody like this too, who does not put pressure on like hanging out, having to revolve around like food and alcohol,
Yeah,
like all those things. He is so creative with like just activities that don't revolve around any of that. And he's like, he's fun and just like makes any activity enjoyable. We actually together stopped drinking, and this
love
whole
that.
year has been a sober year.
Love it.
And prior to meeting him, it was like I was a very social drinker and
Right.
all that. But like since him, like when we first started dating, we'd have like, you know, a couple cocktails here and there. But
Yeah, you need to break the ice too, you know,
oh, for sure. And
get a little
we had a
loose.
blast.
Yeah.
But honestly, we just have not missed it, and we just have a blast together, like fully clear-headed, and like have been crushing our goals. Now we're like starting businesses together, and he's planning on moving to Florida. And
Oh, yay.
I know.
That's so
So
cute.
everything's just been amazing. And I
Yeah.
think when you find that person, it just clicks, and it doesn't feel like work. You know
Work,
what I mean? I can imagine how Jersey is, but if I feel like it reminds me of what Boston boys were like.
Yeah, it's
And
probably similar.
yeah, and it felt hard because the pool was so large, and it was just like a revolving door of men dating women or vice versa. So just have faith.
Yeah, the drinking thing is so huge too, just with like being, I live like by the Jersey Shore, so during the summer, like everybody comes from all different parts of Jersey and New York, and it's like I tried to go out as much as I could. I think once I started to get to like August, with my first show being in September, that's when I kind of hit a wall and was like, I can't really go out anymore. Like I need to be in bed by like 10 p.m. But I was going out all summer trying to keep like my life as social as possible and normal. But people, at least in my age and in Jersey, like get really bothered by the fact that you're not drinking.
Oh my goodness. I know what you're talking about. When I was in my 20s, I felt the same way, but I do think as you get closer to your 30s, people are like, do whatever you want. Like you go out and like order a soda water and like people don't pressure you. But for some reason, it's like the stigma in your 20s is like if you're not drinking, you're not cool.
Yeah, and I think it's like an in it's I think some of it's probably like an insecurity amongst those people too that are just like, why do I need to drink to like socialize and you don't need to drink socialize, but I'm like, yeah, I was like shocked this summer at how like bothered people would be that you're walking around with a Diet Coke instead of like, and there was no alcohol in it. I was like, I'm still chatting, like I'm
Yeah, you're
dancing, I'm
so
having a
fun.
great time. Like, what does it matter?
The difference is you wake up like ready to crush the day and like
Yes,
be a
yes,
boss
yes.
babe while they're like recovering of a hangover and
Yes.
like eating terribly at noon.
I truly like, I do not plan on going back to drinking. Like, Alex had told me, like, he was like trying to warn me and stuff. And I was like, I genuinely, like, I gotta watch out for my sweet tooth. I'm not concerned about alcohol at all. I like, even like last night, I slept out at like a friend's house and I wasn't home in the morning. Like, in it, like my day got started late and I was so like thrown off. So, like, I'm just like, I don't miss the like waking up with your makeup on and like all that stuff.
I don't either. I mean, alcohol is just, it is a poison going in your body. I get the social aspect of it, and it is fun wine nights and stuff. But if you surround yourself with other people who are always trying to level up and be inspiring and like be somebody like you aspire to be like, typically alcohol is like not the focal point of that relationship anyway. So I think you can certainly surround yourself and level up without it involved. At least that's how I've entered my 30s to realize.
That's what I, and it's so nice, like having so many friends now that are like bodybuilders or in that community. And just, I mean, I'm slowly starting, my close friends, like they like don't care. Like they're like, good for you. Like I can't do that right now. But I, well, first of all, I started a few years ago a antidepressant for like anxiety and stuff. And the antidepressant and the depressant don't mix well at all. So even things like wine nights and stuff started not being fun anyway, because I'm like three sips in and I have a headache, or like I'm really hot, my face break out. So I'm like, I don't miss it. And like you said, like when you surround yourself with this, like these types of people, it doesn't even come up. I feel like we all just talk about food. Like I'd rather eat my calories anyway.
Same. Oh, you took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, feed me something sweet or like, well, savory too. Way over some alcohol calories.
I know people said that, like they're like, do you miss drinking? And I was like, no, I miss like regular portions of food. Like that's what I miss. More than 50 grams of rice is what I miss.
You know what's so messed up? It's like we go through months and months of prep and like we're weighing our food, everything's like measured out specifically, and then you're like, shows are done, yay, I'm free. And then you go back into your reverse and you're like, why am I still having to measure things? This is just forever. You're forever going to be measuring things out, living with your scale. You can't break from it.
This is my first, like, so luckily before I started doing prep, I've spent years just like going through my own cuts and bulks and stuff. So I became like a routine, like I would measure things out. It didn't have to be like exact, but my food scale is like a very, very normal part of my life. I'm finding as I'm in my first reverse, it's mentally so much harder, because when you like when I had the show, I'm like, there is no, like, no, I can't have that tiny piece of chocolate. Like it will hurt. Like you can't. But now I'm like, oh, well, like it won't hurt me if I just have one piece. And then I'm like, no, because then you spiral and it's like a whole
Yeah, the
everything.
spiral is real. I mean, I do have those thoughts as well. I'm like, a few more grams of rice won't kill me, or like a nibble of this rice won't kill me. But you're right. It will spiral, because if you do it one night and have a little extra something, it turns into double the next night and then triple the night after that.
Yeah,
So
and then
like,
all of a sudden you're like, okay, now
boundaries.
I'm overeating every day of the week.
Yeah. Regardless, I'm an out of sight, out of mind kind of girly. So, sweets hold no place here at my house. And like, I will, anything sweet, I'll like freeze it and hide it. And then like, if I have like a cheat meal or something, then I'll bring it out, or I'll just like gift it all, because it's just not safe here.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's the one thing. Like, I still live with my mom and my brother right now, and I was like, I told myself, and I was pretty good at it. Like, I was like, this is your thing. Like, you're deciding to do this. It's nobody else's problem in a sense. But having the sweets and stuff out, like just them eating like regular human beings, tough.
It's harder when you live with somebody, I feel like.
Yeah,
Like,
'cause
whether it
I'm,
be your mom and brother, or like your best friends or whoever. I found when I was living with a group of girlies in Boston, whom I love to pieces, the temptations were so much harder, because they're like doing Uber Eats and they got a fridge full of stuff that they enjoy. And I'm over here like, I'm gonna have this corner of my meal prep save. Can I just have a bite of whatever you have? And then it does spiral. But when I, now that I live alone, it's so much control, right?
That's because I'm very much like that type of mindset too. Like even when I was in college and stuff, it was easier to be like, oh, like when I came home from like even coming home from the bar and I'm like, I really want like cookies right now. They're just not there. So you can't have
Like, I
them.
guess I'll have this celery.
Yeah, I would like, oh
Same.
my, I would come home and be like, which protein bar has like the most chocolate on it right now?
Right.
It's so bad.
I
I know.
feel
So
you.
what I want to ask you, like, I feel like we covered two great topics, but I want to ask you about your business. Because I like to have people on my podcast that do a good job of like not only like being like healthy and whatnot, and obviously you're big in the health and fitness space, but just like we're all, a lot of my listeners are in their 20s or early 30s, and we're all just lost in the sauce. You know, everyone's like
Been there.
finding their way still.
Oh, girl, I'm still finding my way. When do we ever like stop searching and finding our way?
That's what I'm like getting to right now. The more that I talk to people, I'm like, we all don't know what we're doing, but we're doing a very good job at making it too.
In hindsight, I'm like, I still don't really totally know what I'm doing, and like definitely didn't then, but as I go, you learn along the way. But my business with Allie Gray Fitness began when COVID hit and I was in Boston. I was an Equinox instructor and doing
Okay.
personal training in group classes full time. I actually like left my corporate career working in staffing in downtown Boston to go full time Equinox and
That's
like.
what I was going to ask you.
Yes. And I started doing group fitness classes at Equinox just right across the street from my 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I mean, Equinox is beautiful, but I was like, I cannot afford a membership. So how about I just like become an instructor and I can train there for free?
Yeah.
So that was my original mindset, and I absolutely fell in love with it. And so I would teach classes before work, during lunch, and after work. And then like fast forward, I was like, I'm gonna make this full time. 6 months later, COVID hits and the gyms close. And my parents had a place here in Florida. And so I just like got a one-way ticket to Florida, thinking like, oh, I'll be back to Boston in no time. 3 months later, it's like I got a full book of business in Florida. I'm teaching classes and I'm like, I am not going back to Boston. And I started like recording my online classes and teaching for my Equinox family via Instagram and YouTube. And I was like, I'm going to monetize this and make it a subscription. So I built a website and Ally on Demand was created.
Oh.
And yeah, and so like I have an app and a website, Ally on Demand, and it really took off in that
Yeah.
first year that I didn't have to go back to Boston. And so fast forward next the following year, I was like, well, I want to kind of get more involved with 30A. And advertise outside of myself and kind of like promote what's going on the island and like do public classes, but like not just me, advertise for other instructors or other, also like health and wellness businesses in the area. And we're a very touristy spot, especially like
Okay.
peak season.
Right.
So bachelorette parties coming in, being like, where should I go to eat or like IV therapy stuff or, concierge services like bonfires or picnics
Oh.
on the beach, things like that. And
Okay.
so I was like, I'm going to build a website, Fit 30A, that will advertise classes outside myself, but also advertise businesses and other professionals who like do stuff under that umbrella. So that's my other business and I love it. And then, yeah, I mean, at the moment, me and my boyfriend were trying to open a business. A gym, a studio,
Fun.
Fit 38 here in Florida, but Chemical Fitness in Arkansas. So
Okay.
that's the next venture.
Nice. That's always been a dream to own your own gym. Like for me at least, like that's just always been a vision, like my own place. I could stock it how I want,
Yes.
play the music that I want,
Oh my
all
God.
that.
Well, we're excited because like we teach group fitness in
Yeah.
our like him in Arkansas and me here, but I don't have overhead. Like I'm on the beach or I'm at people's houses or
Right.
I rent out other studios, you name it. I'm like
Yeah.
floating all over the place. So like on my social, I can't wait to just bring my whole community to one place versus sending my community to 10 different areas on a weekly basis.
Yeah. It'll help. It'll probably like really help strengthen the community too, bringing like that group and this group and this group and this group like all into one
For sure. Like
place.
currently I'm trying to plan a little holiday dinner and I'm like, I gotta reach out to this group and this
Yeah.
group of girls and this group of girls, like all my different pockets of class girls. I'm like,
Yep.
everyone come together.
No, I totally feel. I spent the summer, I was like in between corporate jobs, so I spent the summer doing in-home personal training. And sometimes like my head felt like it was gonna fall off of my neck just because I'm like, where do I need to be at what time? And like packing everything for the day because I'm like, I need to go from here to there and then work out after that and then go to here.
You're just tied to your calendar like it's your third arm.
Yes, it's like the reminders in my car from like the car, my watch, everything beeping like every 10 minutes. I'm like, I don't know what I would have done without that calendar app. No.
No.
And there was times where I was like, this is gonna kill me, like I'm so exhausted. And then other times where I was like, thank God I am so busy right now, so I can't sit home and think about how like hungry I am.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing too. When did you start this podcast? Tell me more about this.
So I started this podcast, I guess it's been 2 years ago. I always liked talking and whatnot. And it was actually my coworkers at my old job that were they were like, you tell like the way you tell your stories is like so dramatic. Like, you should have your own podcast. And I was like, oh yeah, like whatever, like that's funny. And then through my job, they bought me not this one, but they bought me like a microphone because I needed to do stuff for video, like making videos and stuff. So I
Cool.
was like, well, now that I have the microphone, why don't I just do it? I took a class in college that taught me how to like edit a podcast, and like I already had the software installed and stuff on my computer. So I was like, how hard
Just
can
give it a
it be?
shot.
Like, I'll figure it out. And then I've kind of just been doing everything on my own since then.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I took a little break for prep because I like there came to a point where I was just like, you guys don't want to hear me talk. There's nothing going on here.
Lights on, but nobody's home.
No, I was like, nothing's making sense, nor do I have anything to talk about because I'm not doing anything.
Right.
But now we're back. We're freshly back.
Yay, we're fed. We're energized.
Yes, we have life. And my whole purpose of like starting it was because I do work a corporate job and whatnot, I wanted to be like more of like a, I wanted to make myself more personable to like the people that follow me, but then also really just serve as like an example of how I am very health and fitness oriented, but I'm also just a person. Like, I like watching reality TV and I like going out with my friends on the weekend. So like, how the heck am I doing all this and still sleeping and
Yeah.
all that, you know?
You keep a very good social life then, having two jobs basically, if you're counting your podcast and your 9 to 5.
I try, and I
Just
do like
cool.
online coaching and stuff too. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know how
Throw
I
a third
make
job in there. That's
time.
crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how I make time for anything, but I think it's just because I truly love all of what I do that I just make time for it.
When you love it, it doesn't feel like work.
I know, exactly.
That's so good.
I know, I was gonna say, most of the time when I sign off, like with my clients, I always ask, like, what's next for you? But I feel like we already covered what's next for you.
Oh, opening a gym, Chemical Fitness. If you're ever in Arkansas, Chemical Fitness, come check us out. And then hopefully down the road, 2026, it will be a Chemical Fitness in on 30A. We're thinking we're going to name it the same thing, maybe Fit 30A, but Fit 30A will still be thriving. But yeah, lots
That's
of cool things,
exciting.
especially with Summer Shred. They just launched their schedule for
I
2025.
saw it. I just saw it before we came on here. And now Allie has an Alphalete code too that you guys can use for a discount. I meant to text you. I used it for the Black
Yes.
SEO. I was like, because I've always been using Emily's, and I was like, because I'm like, Alex,
Level up.
I'm like, Alex, I love you so much, but like, you're good. You
Okay.
have like all your clients. I was like, we, I need to help out my financially smaller girlies over
Thank
here.
you.
And since you just
Yes.
got yours, I was like, oh my God, I have to use Allie's. And then I, of course, I forgot to tell you that I did.
Well, I appreciate you. Yes, spread the love. I mean, I know with Team Reform, we're like winners on winners in this
I
group,
know.
but I'm like a shop cart for Alex, a shop cart for M, and then one for me.
I know, you know, I was like, I'm gonna go back anyway, like, and see what's left over and whatnot. So then I'll use Emily's code, and there's
Yes.
love for everyone.
Spread the love.
I'll alternate. Ghost will always be Alex, but I use one up stuff anyway, but not the
Totally.
point.
Well, those
But
listening, Allie Gray for
okay,
Alphalete.
I was gonna say, do you want to
Leave
tell people where they can follow like you and your businesses and then like your Alphalete codes or anything else that they can
Yeah, Allie
plug
Gray
away?
Fit, Allygray Fit. And that's on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. I like recently got on the TikTok game.
Okay.
So
I'll
don't
shoot you
expect
the
too much off
follow.
TikTok.
I'll check you out on TikTok.
And then Fit 30A is my other social handle, and you can find that anywhere as well.
Perfect. And then Allie Gray is the Alphalete code,
Allie
right?
Gray, Alphalete, Do Hard Stuff is another business that we operate, me and
Yes.
Mark. It's an apparel business. If you want some hats and shirts as well as your Alphalete
Pump
goodies.
covers.
Yes, pump covers and cool hats for sure.
Yes.
So that's
Awesome. Well,
me.
thank you for joining. You'll have to come, I'll have to come back and have like a Team Reform Girls
Yes, Liz, thank you
on.
for having me. And I know you're going to Tampa to visit M. So give her a squeeze for me and then come down to the
Yes.
Panhandle and visit me next.
I
The water's
definitely
better
will.
here.
All right, guys. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week's episode of Confessions of a Gym Rat. Make sure you follow me and Allie on all social media. Make sure that you follow the podcast at Confessions of a Gym Rat. I hope that you have a happy and healthy week, and I'll talk to you next Monday.